Wave Nation. The fuck?
Welcome to
Wave Nation.
I'm living life like an avatar. I got a stick when I pull up on y'all.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. Jay Prince, aka Rico. And I got my main guy Ty. What it do?
You already know it's your boy, the real deal Ty. We in the building. Wave Nation, let's get it.
And anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
And back by popular demand,
Fire. Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, baby?
Yeah, like, yeah. What's the reason here?
What's going on?
Yo, since the last time we talked, it's really, really been on fire, Riri. What's it been like for you?
It's been great. It's been good. I've been doing a lot. Like, I did a lot of Zoom. My last podcast was on Flip.
Okay. Cool
Flip. And, trying to network and trying to catch these lives so I could get recognized more. But I noticed that I am because I'm getting a lot of DMs for offers and what else? I could be in anybody else's live and somebody would jump in and be like, oh, look at Rivy, the one that be on Gillies, or look at Rivy, she be on Queen's Flip Live. But it was real funny this week because I'm on shopping.
Shout out to Queen's Flip.
Right.
Yeah, I went shopping and you know how you stand now that you gotta stand outside the stores with a mask on, they don't let you in. So I was the first one at the door and I had people in the back, so the guy opens the door and he's like, I know who you are. I said, no you don't, I don't know who you are. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, I was like, who you, like, in my mind, but there was a lot of people behind me. He said, your name is Ruby on Fire, I always see you on Queen's Flip. Yo, I bugged out, I was like,
okay.
I said, yeah, awesome. I'm getting recognized.
That's awesome. Did you start your OnlyFans page yet?
No, not yet, but I'm gonna do it. A lot of people are asking to do it.
Get that money, might as well. They getting money out of off that shit for real.
They told me the name of it. I forgot what it was. Start with a B, I think it was.
What?
I don't remember exactly.
What,
but
what? Like
BBWs? What are you talking about?
No, I don't. They voted on my live, and she's like, do that because that way, like, your haters or your trollers or your clout chasers won't get on your page. They automatically block them out themselves.
Oh, send them to the block party?
Yeah. You know how many people I sent to the block party the other day in one day? 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
This block party gonna turn into a concert. You keep blocking them.
But if I see him on her live, though, you understand.
Damn.
Like, she wasn't joking with the flying dicks, because, man, they are crazy. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, you did a live, and I caught a piece of your live. And he was, I think he was trying to come in so that he can show you, or I know you mentioned it, and I'm like, seriously, they just don't care.
Really?
Oh, God.
And you know the funny part, that my manager said that basically the majority that I have is a lot of men following me. And then the fact that she runs the Riri page, she could see all the DMs, and she's like, you ain't lying, yo. There's flying dicks all over.
Damn.
Yo.
Seriously.
I got two yesterday.
Yo, yesterday.
Your DM is like an airport.
Hey, Riri, did you get mine? Don't block me. Don't block me.
Did you press send?
No, I'm getting it rocked for you right now. I'm getting it right for you right now.
I'm fucking
you know first impressions is everything, right, Riri?
No, gotta hit the angles.
I need you to see this in its full glory. In its full glory.
I'm a thigh. Give me lit.
Hey, you heard? I said I'm a savage. Boogie, ghetto, nasty.
Yeah.
No, then. Then actually, one literally wrote to me that likes me on IG, and he literally said, "Can I send you a dick picture?" I was like, "What?"
He was polite.
Yeah, real polite, right? At least that one asked
you.
You
had to accept it after that. It's rude if you don't.
Stop.
So you know what I said?
Stop.
Riri Entertainer, it go down in the DM.
Bingo.
I gave permission. Nah, but it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. I should start a fan page or a sex page. Which one, the porn star?
A fan page. A fan page. A fan page for anything goes. It could be whatever it wants. Right. You know? It could be whatever it wants. Somewhere I can send it. You know?
Yeah, you might want to consider a Patreon too. The Patreon, yeah. You can go ahead and, yeah, you can sell your feet pics.
Yeah, you can put it in too.
Yeah, you can do that.
There's this guy that's going to do that one for me because he already took all the foot pictures.
He already took all the foot pictures?
Yeah, like all my feet, all my, you know, my toes and stuff like that.
The you sure he's going to do it for you, or that's just not for him?
That is a great question. You got to be careful.
Yeah, like, who knows?
Right.
But, yeah, he tells me, you got pretty toes, you should. If you want, I'll do it for you. I'll start it up for you and stuff. He said, basically, you don't have to show your face, it's only your feet. So he took like about 20 pictures of my feet. Turn this way. Turn your feet this way. This angle. Put it up. I said, God damn, what the fuck?
Pour this honey. Drizzle this honey over your toes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Dip it in the milk.
No, you know what? They asked me the other day and it went over my head. This guy hit me up, right? And he said, hi, pretty feet. Now say hi. I know who he is. I don't want to put him on blast, but he said, you don't mind giving me a foot massage? So I said, a foot massage? Why would I give you a foot massage? Why you can't give me a foot massage? So he said, you're not getting it. I said, I'm not. Men supposed to give women foot massage. So he said, no. So he said, I'm going to show you. So I guess he YouTubed it and sent me the link, and I opened it, and I said, what the fuck? So when I saw the foot massage, I didn't know women jerk men off with their feet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah,
right,
they do.
Right, Anomaly?
I don't, but it can be done.
New to this.
No, so the link that he sent me, and I was watching it, then he showed the girl, they just showed what she was doing. She was actually doing a great job.
Really?
But I never seen that, and I never even knew about it. Like I told you, they got so many new stuff, you know, on the weave, like, behind this epidemic. So I'm saying to myself, oh, this is what this nigga wants? Like, for real? And I told you, man, a regular foot massage. This guy caught me out there.
Yeah.
So he DMs me again. He said, you seen it? And I said, yeah. He said, you gonna do it? And I said, no. I don't even know how to do that.
You gotta jump in the water, Riri.
Jump in the water, Riri.
bugged out when I seen it. Actually, it looks sexy, ooh, but I never
like,
done it.
You like it? You like it?
You like it?
How funny.
You gotta keep your feet exercised and your feet limber.
You like
that.
It, right?
I bugged out, honestly, Ty. I was like, oh my God, I never seen such thing. Like, I never paid a lot of things like that too much attention. But when I seen that, I was like, wow, interesting.
This
really
is
more
so,
than...
so fun that Riri is new to this. Like, I just want to show everything.
I guess they want to put me on everything. I don't know. It's like they lust over me or something because everything has to do with sex.
Sex
like, what's
sexy.
Going on?
Sex is
yes. Sex is good for the soul.
Oh, yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
is.
Yes. Isn't that right or not?
Hey, you have to get to where you need to be any way you can. And that might include some unconventional things.
She out of here right now.
That's right.
I don't have
cat.
But nah, like, That's crazy that you just get introduced. So, like, you know, this is something that you just coming out, like, at 2020, you just knowing that, you know, people, like, as far as males, or, I mean, I'm pretty sure females, too, but, like, people just, you know, are interested in feet. Like, I don't think that, you know, it's that weird. Like, as long as they're clean, personally.
Right.
Well, they already know how I get it in, because they see the way I am, so. He seen my feet, so he already knows. So he knows that they saw. He has rubbed my feet before. This is why he asked me to do it.
He's a gentleman. You have to.
Yeah.
Terrell, I think your subscription is about to expire for feetlovers.com.
Oh, man. I'm about to go ahead and do it right now. Hold on.
Dingaling!
Yo,
it's crazy. And this one amps it up more. He puts fire to the wood. I love this shit.
With you,
it's fire.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's Riri on fire. That's what it is.
And Ty, let me just tell you. I never told you, but you got a sexy voice over the phone.
Appreciate it.
No. I'm not coming at you.
Nah. I know it's all love. It's all love. Appreciate that.
I give props when props is due.
Love. Know that. You thought I talked to him. Nah, I'm coming to Brooklyn. We gonna link.
Yeah. One day. Look at him,
yo, really? Nah, real rap. I was gonna tell you. You know, I mean, I'm from like basically like Brooklyn, like as a whole heart. But like, you know, I'm from Grove. I grew up on Grove in the '90s. I don't know how far.
Grove.
Yeah, Grove.
And what?
Grove and Bushwick, right there.
That's only 10 blocks away from me.
Yeah, facts. So I be outside, but, you know, my people, we move. They all move from that side now. Like, they don't live there no more. But, like, yeah, in the early 90s, late 90s, they was there.
Well, that's where we was at yesterday, blowing shit up.
Honestly. Oh, what?
Yeah, like it's Grove. Matter of fact, the next block, right over.
That's love.
But not on Bushwick. It was between Central and Wilson. We was on that block lighting shit up because my daughter live on that block.
True.
So we had a good time.
Facts. Used to have crazy block parties. Not the type of block parties you have, but the real block parties with the horses and all that outside and the bouncy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, facts.
Real I remember Brooklyn. That.
Not this new Brooklyn, you know.
The 90s wasn't too far away.
Fact.
So I remember all that. All the block parties when they used to jam in the parks, all that.
Yo, Jehu, you ever took the Johnny Pumps? Y'all broke the Johnny Pumps and stuff like that? Open them up to, you know, use them as fire hose or whatever, water hose, I mean?
Yeah, like, that's the street shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering, you know, I know you see town, shout Chicago.
Shut
you know,
up!
Shut town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Brooklyn still do it. They take that can and turn that wall on and they blast everybody. And then you know them and you walk in, they running after you and they catch you and your ass getting thrown in that water.
They catch you in the ass. What?
I'm saying that one time I was walking and I saw them with the pump on and they was throwing it up high. And I said, man, should I pass? But those are my peoples. They ain't going to do that. I had some white, crispy uppies on. And it was summertime. I had shorts and a tank top. And I'm walking. And I'm like, no, not me. No. And he's like coming at me, like to charge me. Yo, he didn't care. Then he put me face first. I couldn't even breathe.
Damn.
Yeah, like when he grabbed me through the front, and I'm like, no, I was kicking. Yo, there was no help. He soaked me.
Oh my God, he soaked you. It was no help.
No,
he grabbed your face first and soaked you.
Yo, that wasn't even worried about that. Oh my Jesus. He didn't soak my face like that. Come on. What you think? I ain't got that.
Oh, you caught it?
You think I don't know your little homeboy already?
Not really catching people.
Huh?
What's up, really catching people.
What's up, baby?
Yeah. So,
I like getting soaked, though. I like getting soaked.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, the door's
open
now.
I'm an OG. I'm an OG.
The door's open now. So, you like getting soaked,
Ree. I heard you. The doors are opening. We going to have a sex old podcast. Let's go bring it.
Let's go. Oh, she want to bring it. They said it keeps you young. It keeps you looking young. To be doused.
Yes.
To be doused in the face with it, you know? That's science.
Exactly.
That's science.
Yeah.
You keep a clean face like that.
Massage it.
Alright. Yeah, it tightens the skin.
Mm.
It does.
Anomaly, what else does it do?
I'm just talking. Look, my area is just general orgasm.
Talk about it.
Well, as far as orgasm for women, that can keep their body toned if they get a really good one, because their whole body will tense up. The whole body will tense up, and so you get a little bit more muscle tone.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the pelvic floor, that'll give you stronger orgasms. Wow. I mean, come on.
She know what she talking about.
Yeah, she does. She really
yeah,
does.
She does.
So, Riri, how do you feel about anal?
Oh, no, I'm not with that. Yo, not a big booty, but I'm definitely with that.
You with it or not with it?
I'm definitely not with it.
Oh, you definitely not with the back door.
I mean, you could lick it, but you can't
stick
it.
You like the groceries? You like the takeout?
No.
You like curbside pickup?
I can't fuck with this guy. Oh my God, I can see his face. No, I'm just saying you can lick it, but you can't stick it.
You can lick it, but you can't stick it.
No, I'm not with that. I never was in my life, never. That was never my thing.
But you tried it, right?
Yeah, and not interested.
Maybe he didn't do that's it right. Not- it's just like when you're young, you don't like vegetables, and now you love them.
You scared? Right.
Exactly.
Nah, I'm not with it at all. Even to this day of my age, nah, still not.
Just like spankings.
That's not for me. I'll do anything but that.
Do you eat groceries?
Do I eat groceries? Hell yeah, I eat groceries. Shit, why not?
No, she eat groceries, but she don't know what foot fetishes is.
That's crazy.
I don't understand, no, Riri. No, I don't understand.
No, you didn't understand. When they were talking about foot fetish about smashing bananas and, you know, whatever, I understood that when he told me that. But the part that I was telling you about the massage, I took it like a regular massage.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about what he meant, massaging, until he sent me the link and I opened it. And then it was a massage in the penis. And I was like, what the hell is this? I never seen this.
So when
he gave me back up, he said, you like that? And I was like, I was stuck.
You down to do it?
So, yeah, I told him the truth. I said, I think it's interesting, but I never done that in my life. And he said, there's always a first time.
Yes, there right. is.
But you know what I told him? Not with you.
You want to tell him like that?
Yes, I just told him just like that. Not with you. No.
Anomaly, what was your first time like?
My first time with what?
I know you did it. The feet stuff.
No, I mean, I gave it a try. It was so boring to me. I was like, all right, we had enough of this, so let's switch this. I mean, it was nothing.
It was nothing to you? And then you went straight for the hardcore stuff.
I don't know if it's hard. Stuff I do isn't hardcore. There's a lot more things out there than what I do.
Well, compared to me and Riri, I'm pretty sure it is.
Let me ask you a question. They did that to you?
What? Foot fetish?
No, not you. What's his name? Because I get confused.
J-Hoo.
The one that puts fire to the wood.
Ow!
Yes. Come out.
Yes, you. They did that to you?
What? Put my penis between the arches of their feet?
Yes. And massage it.
I was laughing the whole time, though.
Oh my god!
You can't take it serious.
You will kill the move.
I did. We didn't do it for very long.
Yeah,
you can't.
You imagine I'm trying to like massage someone and they laughing. I'm like, fuck you, man. I ain't doing this shit.
Right. That's why we stopped. It was very awkward.
You have to both be into that. You have to both be into feet.
It was weird because she was taking her toes and pinching my skin first. And I was like,
Oh my God.
I was like, what's going on here? Like, what are we doing here? And we was playing at first. And then all of a sudden, my junk is between her feet, arches of her feet. And I'm like, okay. That's what we doing, huh? That's what we doing.
Oh my god!
So it didn't last very long.
Well, I hope not, because you imagine me trying to get romantic and massage someone's penis, and I'm all in it, and I'm expecting him to moan and groan, and he's laughing. I'll be like, nah, this is not gonna work.
Yeah, it didn't work, but we changed it to the old fashioned.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Old fashioned, but
how about you? How about you, Ty?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I ain't gonna front. Like, I like feet, but like I said, it's gotta be. You know, they gotta be clean. Like, but I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I ain't come across it till like probably like recent, awesome. Like few last years or something like that. I ain't know I had like I never had like a problem with them, but now like you know I guess I'm just growing older. So like it's like that's like wine to me now. Like it's like you gotta have that acquired taste once you get older type shit. So
okay, yeah.
I like good looking feet. I ain't gonna flex.
I mean, good-looking feet is great, sir.
Exactly. Who wants to look at the hammer toes?
Down to the toes. I mean it now.
No, I'm saying who wants a woman with hammer toes?
Oh, yeah, no. No.
Yeah, that shit looks disgusting. Of course you want somebody with pretty feet and pretty toes. I got a little feet. I got a high arch and pretty toe.
Wow. I think that's the first three questions on a porno resume.
check.
And then you know it's funny that I could be talking to somebody on my DM and we'll talk about something and they'll cut it and be like, I saw your picture, but I saw your toes, they're beautiful. Nobody asked me that. I'm like, so then you really was really looking at my pictures then, like you noticed that? Yes, I did.
People fine with they love if they're looking at a picture and it's something that they love,
man. It's like that. You gotta handle
it. Yeah,
so they will find it. Don't be ashamed of it.
No, I'm not, because really in a woman, if I was a man, the first thing I would look at is her teeth, her nails, and her toes.
True.
That would be me in a man, because I can't mess around with nobody that got ugly teeth, ugly toes, and ugly hands.
I'm a hands guy as well.
You see?
I like hands. It tells a lot about a person. Like their hands and their feet.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it tells a lot about their character. Their teeth as well, because you know you like a nice, beautiful smile. But the hands show how delicate or how they take care of themselves. Because if a woman has calluses and she has a lot of marks over her hands, one, she fights. She's more likely to hit you.
You said first hands. I thought you said ass. I like ass. I thought you said that.
Abs?
But no.
I know. Are you saying abs like ABS?
Yes, no.
I don't care if a woman got abs or not.
Also, so even if she's Nassitol, you don't care?
I do care about, you said Nassitol, like no ass at all?
Nassitol means no ass at all.
Yes, I care about that. Like, that's a problem. that's a problem. Like,
little booties matter.
Don't start.
Little booties is different than
no. Nah.
All booties matter. All booties matter. No, they don't.
Yes, all booties matter. All booties.
Yes, it does.
You don't even turn around when certain people walk past you, because you just know it's not there. Like,
yeah.
So let's say if you meet a girl, she don't got a big, big butt. It's okay with you?
Is it regular size butt?
Like a normal butt.
What's a normal butt, Riri?
Like, I don't know, just a little bumpy, like nothing really serious.
Nah.
She at least got a half piece of hair.
Nah.
I thank God bless me with a butt, man.
Let me tell you a story, Riri. So I'm not going to say any names or give any character, but I'm going to tell this story. So I knew a girl who was suffering from Nassitol. You know what I'm saying? It was like a chalkboard. It was nothing back there. It looked like it hurt when she sat down. And you know what she told me? It do hurt when she sat down. You need cheeks. You need cheeks. So I didn't know she'd been saving money for a few months to get her body done. You know what I'm saying? Her self-esteem was low. You know what I'm saying? She couldn't sit on like wooden chairs for too long. You know what I'm saying? And then hitting it from the back was a chore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like hitting the bongo or something. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's no booty problems. No booty problems. She was real top heavy. So she went to... I can't even say that place because she gonna know I'm talking about it. But
Santo Domingo, Santo Domingo.
Yeah, she went Santo Domingo, you know? Bonk, bonk, bonk. She went over there. And then she came back with a body. She went over there and she came back like she went to Atlanta. Just came back with it. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't tell her nothing. She got a booty, she can sit on all sorts of furniture now. And then it's clappy. You know?
Right.
It's clappy. She wearing clothes. She taking Instagram pictures. She's doing everything she couldn't do.
Never did before.
So all the guys is talking to her. She can't know what true love is. That's the only downfall, Riri. That's the only downfall.
I know a lot of girls like that go to Santo Domingo and they get their body done and they turn out to be definitely bougie. Like, even if I know them for 10 years, straight bougie, and I let them know in their face, cause I have no filter in my mouth. I be like, bitch, don't try to go there. Don't try to act like you went to the gym and grew that. But you won and you paid for that. So now you acting real brand new. Yeah, get the fuck
that's why
out
God
here.
Didn't give him a booty to begin with. But the devil was right, for sale.
So now you is an asshole the same thing. So now you in the mirror all day. You won't even take a face pic. Everything is ass shots. Like, you don't know how to act. And there's a lot of them like that. And honestly, I'm going to tell you something. Like, they need to bring the natural women's back, because all this fake shit to me is already paid out. Because I've spoken to men that men like, and then I've spoken to men that say that it's already played out. The ass feel hard like cement. The tits feel hard like rock. Like a real woman, you could feel the little jiggly or the soft. Like me, you know, I have a belly, a little, semi-belly. And like, there was a time where I felt like a little low self-esteem, but I was like, fuck out of here. Like, I'm me, and everybody knows who I'm me. I'm like the legend of my foot. Like, I've been on here too long. So somebody gonna want me. They're gonna want me for me, my flawless, whatever it is. Look, I come with all this. If you want it, you take it the way it is. If not, keep it chucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't going to let Santo Domingo to cut my stomach so you can love me. I love myself.
Big fact. But biggest fact of it all, like, gotta make sure you love yourself. Like,
At one time I said, should I take my clothes off or shouldn't I? Would he want me or wouldn't he? And then I was like, this is not me. I'm a real bitch. Fuck that, nigga. You want me? You don't have to take me the way. And some of them be like, yo, this shit is popping. I ain't even looking at your stomach.
What if he had a small dick? Like, would you tell him, or would you like play? You know, like, would you encourage
him? I already went through a situation like that one time in the, matter of fact, in 89, we had went to City Island, and we had two double dates. And actually, to be honest, I was turned on by my girlfriend's date. And I wanted to tell her, let's switch. Like, you want this date, and let me get your date, because your date got it going on. But not because I knew he was small or anything, because we hadn't even got to that part yet. So I know that by the middle of the night, we had went out clubbing in Gun Hill Road in the Bronx somewhere. I don't remember actually what club it was, but this is in the 80s. I was probably like 26. Those were my good old days. Like, that's when I really, really used to have a lot of sex. I was like a freaking sex fiend. So, he's driving, and I'm like, where he's driving to? We going home? And then I see a hotel. I said, hotel? Where we going in there? He's like, yeah, why? You don't want? I was like, I said, quiet. And I was like, okay, so whatever. So my friend goes with her friend, and I'm like, okay, see you later. And I go with my friend. So when we go in there, he take off his clothes. I was like, oh hell no. I never been through this. How I'm gonna tell this man this? So I think he saw it in my face, because it was so noticeable. And I was like, nah, I'm not feeling this. He was like, what? And I think he caught on to it, that he caught like anger, and he kicked the chair and that shit flipped. I was like, ooh,
oh my God.
Because I guess he thought that he was going to score, because he was seen out for so many years watching me in the neighborhood. And I ain't going to front, that night, you know, in City Island, women used to walk around with boxes of roses, and you know, you take one and buy the girl a rose. He told her, nah, I want the whole box. She's a queen. She deserved the whole box. So I'm walking around like, just matching. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with all these roses? But then when I looked at the rose, it was made out of lace panties. As soon as you pull the rose, it was lace panties. So I was
that was a waste.
Yeah, so I think he caught a yeah, I think he caught that for the night type shit. But I'll tell you one thing. I left that boy hanging, and I was like, I can't. I wanted to tell him maybe in the near future, my grandkids will probably be packing more.
You know what? Stop.
Did he kill himself after that?
I don't know, but he started. Let me tell you, he went and told one of my girlfriends, literally started crying. This guy really had it in for me. Crying because she came back and told me, oh, you know, he was crying. And he was embarrassed. That he was embarrassed that to give him a chance. And I was like, nah. I mean, I'm not a person for a big one either, because I don't like pain. I like pleasure.
Right. But right.
He was like extra small. I was like, nah, I can't. What I'm going to do? I got to sit there and mush it? Nah, I can't. Nah.
You got to roll up your sleeves, Riri.
Yes. So I was like, nah. So I never ever looked at him ever again the same. I was like, yo, we could be like, what's up? How you doing type of shit? But you can't have none of this, none of these goodies. I'm sorry. I can't work with that, boo. That shit is like, that's like using a toothpick to clean out my teeth.
It was like a micro?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, we this is a sex topic. Fuck it, I told you bring it.
Yeah, you told us to bring it, and I'm bringing.
Yeah. It. It's always good to talk about different things, not the same thing.
Right. I mean, you got to do that. You're in a world of information right now. You're finding out exactly. New things. You're getting
right.
All these dick pics and stuff like that. By the way, check your notifications. But you see things.
Jesse!
You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
so anomaly. This is very interesting, right?
Yes, cool. Why focus on me?
Why focus on me?
I don't know. For me, I'm gonna call her Emily. I like Emily, but Emily got everything down pat. She knows. She knows. She got it going on with it.
What she look like, Riri?
I don't know what she looked like, but I'm seeing, like, when you asked about the sex question, she got all the right answers.
Anomaly? Did you hear that?
Yes. She got all the right questions, trust me.
If you only knew.
So.
If
you only knew. Well, I only know what I'm hearing, so I'm good with that.
Anomaly, tell Riri a little about what you do?
Well, I think he is referring to my interest in the BDSM world.
Mm-hmm.
So how you do not like pain and you say you only like pleasure, yeah. I like both pain and pleasure, and you can get pleasure through pain. So okay. That's my wheelhouse.
Why don't you give Riri an example?
Oh, well... an example I gave my cousin this weekend, because we were talking about pleasure and pain, and I had a dominant who I wanted to train me to take more pain. So he said, okay. So he took a vibrator, put it on my clit, turned it on, and just when I was getting there, he took a belt, moved the vibrator, slapped my pussy with it, put the vibrator back.
You see that?
Yo.
Wait, yeah.
What?
Right. Yo,
she is definitely a freak.
Wait, what?
Hold a second.
Not weak. Freak.
Yo, my dick got soft as hell. Like, what? What? I thought we was going somewhere with this. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you asked for an example. That's exactly. Pleasure and pain. It blends the line so you can't tell the pain from the pleasure, and then the pain starts to turn you on, and then you can just do pain.
Oh, well, give us a pleasure story.
Well, I had a play partner who preferred the glass dildos.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to, well,
sessions usually last around 3 hours, so he was able to within that session.
Damn.
What? He was able to achieve double penetration with the glass dildos, and then he sent me pictures of it.
Hold up! Wait! Wow. Wait! Wait! Before I start touching, he was able to achieve double penetration on.
Well, no,
you,
with the dildos.
Right?
With the yes, with double dildos.
Okay.
He had two glass dildos. No, there was just, they were glass, so they're really smooth. There's no seams. They're just all glass. You can heat them up. You can freeze them. They are really useful.
So what was in your butt? You know, what was in your pussy?
Yes.
What? Was,
oh
which
my
one?
God.
Which one?
One of each.
Which one was in your ass, and which one was in the pussy?
There were two glass ones. They're both glass.
Oh, I thought he was in you. And I thought he had the glass one in your tip.
No. Just
she
the glass.
She had two in one.
Oh, I don't know what that looks like. You might have to send us a picture.
Your imagination. I'm sure you can do that.
You know something? I'm going to tell y'all something. She's a freak.
No, I'm experimental, not freaky.
Right.
Just experimental.
I see that, but... No, I only used a dildo one time in my life.
Really, Riri?
And that was
only
to try
it. Were you a Catholic nun?
I don't know. I always felt like I always wanted the real deal. I never wanted that.
Oh, you hear that, Ty?
Yeah, you know the
way. Yes, I don't want no plastic. I don't want no glass. I don't want none. Just give me the real deal.
Wow, really?
Oh, you're kind of missing out.
One more time. You want what?
I want the real deal. I want the real deal. I don't want no fucking dildo. So, look, all these years, I only did that one time, and I was like, okay, put that away. Let's do the real thing. Like, that's not for me, boo. And I don't like men working me. I like working the men.
Oh, that was my next question.
I don't like needing nobody on me. I like to be the aggressive one to take over. Lay down. I got this. Shut up.
Oh, no.
Huh? What you be doing? I didn't hear you. Oh, I just like...
Why you got the creepy voice?
He got the creepy voice. Like, I don't even hear it. Yeah. Like, I just like taking control. I like being the aggressive one. I like turning them on so they could be like, yeah, this is a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I like them... I like to talk to them, like, choke me and just, like, I don't care. You could call me whatever you want at the moment because I know it's just... the moment of the feeling, like you could call me a bitch or a hoe, whatever, because it's just feeling that good for him. Like, don't do that out of the, you know,
right.
Otherwise.
Right. Like, he can't do it without his dick in your mouth, right?
Exactly. But while we getting it on, you could do whatever. But whenever I have sex, whenever... It's like they always want to be on me, and then when they want to be on me, it's like they can't handle it. They be like, "Oh no, that shit'll get me in trouble. That I gotta stay away from that. That shit right there make a nigga fall in love."
You got that? So, you got that Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, I'm not gonna even lie. My shit is popping, and the only reason why it's popping because I don't give my goodies to nobody. So whenever whoever get it, it's crazy.
Right, exactly, because you want the real deal. We understand.
Yeah, you can feel walls, you can feel, I know how to work with it down there, I'll grab it.
What?
Yeah,
you know how to grab it?
Exactly, with the muscles and all that.
Oh my goodness.
You're supposed to.
Yes.
Grab it too,
you're supposed to.
Yes.
Wow, nah. Ladies.
What do you mean, nah?
I said, wow.
Wow. No, Ty said nah.
Ty said nah.
That's how dudes get trapped. Y'all niggas be like, get up, and y'all be like, nah.
Not like that. You tighten it up while he's pounding.
Right.
So when he say get up or get off, do you listen?
It depends on how good it is. If I'm not finishing, I'm almost there. Then he gotta hold on for a second.
Oh, get it out your throat. Oh, take it out your throat, please.
You done got him in it. You're done up, kid. You're done up.
Oh, get off me, please.
Game over.
You let me ask y'all a question, the guys. Don't tell me y'all never had a vagina that works it like that.
I'm not gonna say I didn't. I'm just saying I that whole aggressive getting on top thing, like, it didn't work out for me. Like, I don't really, you know, necessarily.
I like it, Riri.
Yeah. I'm saying, listen.
Ty, why would you want to be the worst to you?
You said what, Riri?
I said, Ty, why wouldn't you want a girl to
work with you? No, it's not that I don't like it. Like, it's just dangerous. It's just like, that's just dangerous.
Because we,
exactly. Like, that's a kid on the way. Like, that's
well, real. No, you communicate more effectively instead of saying, get off. No, you say, I'm about to come. Then she know, move. You don't say, oh, get off. Well, like, but you got a cramp? Go through that cramp. We gonna finish.
That's too many words. You only got but so much time.
Right? Well, I just recently went through that. I ain't even gonna front.
What happened?
Yeah, man. It just like that. Like, no, I'm about to come, and I'm like, damn, man, I just got on with the fuck.
See?
And he was like, oh, like it was so uncontrollable. And
he's all in it.
In my mind, I was like, damn, I just got on. What the fuck? He didn't even let me, like, blaze him. Like, let me do what the fuck I want to do to you. It was over, man. It was over.
Did you get up or you stayed on it?
He stayed. It was
too late. But for what? I stayed for what? It was, like, over. There was nothing, you know, that could be done.
But that's exactly what Terrell was talking about.
Right.
I'm thinking from experience here. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
But it also got to do tie with how the girl down there is, because I don't like to tell my business completely, but I'm very tight. So that's the shit that goes on. Like, oh, man, that shit gets me trouble. You know what I'm saying? Right. So when you're about to get on somebody, it's even worse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, you got to get off. No, I ain't getting off.
See?
I just got on. How you got time to get off? For the moment I get on, it's boom. I told you. That's what they said. I told you. I was like, damn, man. Then I should have listened, man. I probably would have had another hour.
Yo said he learned the lesson.
Yeah. Right,
I should have listened.
I should have fucking listened.
I tried to tell you. Oh, my God.
Right.
I told you.
I didn't listen, Riri. I didn't listen.
No, but now, you know, there's always a lesson learned. So now, yeah, I'm going to be like, no problem. We're getting off. Because you know what? I want to play for a while. Let's play. Let's do oral.
What did you learn?
And don't let me get on.
What's lesson number one?
Communication.
Do you like doing oral, Riri?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Yes.
Do tell.
Your favorite for 5 minutes? Your favorite for 30?
Nah, it's not no 5 minutes. I could get it in.
It's the marathon!
And you want to laugh? When I was in my 20s, I always said that was disgusting, right? And I was
like
married
vegetables.
To someone. Like the vegetables, yes. But when I got married, right, he always asked me, and I was to be like, nah, I don't like that. Plus, I don't know how to do that. So when I got a little older, I started trying it. And I said, damn, this shit is banging. So I became a champ. I ain't going to lie, because then he was like, no, you, you're a champion, this shit. Like, oh my God. So years later, when he came back around, because he had this some time, like 15 years, and he came to see me. And I was like, it didn't matter, because at one time we was married. So it didn't matter 15 years later. Like, we're going to finish
what you started.
We're going to finish what we didn't see, what we started. Like, we never got to finish, actually. So let me just let you know what's going on. So when I did it, he was like, you never did this when we was married. Like, what happened? I didn't want to sit there and explain 15 years you've been in. I learned, you know what I'm saying? So just enjoy it. He told me straight out, like, oh my God, you're fucking champ. Like, I never thought I would experience this with you. And I wanted to tell him, boy, this is my favorite thing.
Damn. So that
would have kept him home, really.
Why? I'm a champ.
Are you a spitter?
I love doing that. Huh?
Are you a spitter? Is it wet? Like,
yeah, I like doing the sloppy jump off, but sometimes I keep it like smooth. Like,
Amelie doesn't agree with that.
I don't mean sloppy.
Say what? I heard my name. What?
I said you don't agree with that, right?
I don't agree with what? Why wouldn't I? That's how it's supposed to be done. It has to be wet.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So y'all sopping them biscuits up.
That's right.
Sop it up, ladies.
Exactly.
I like this.
You gotta write part number two, Remy.
All right, Remy, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Mama.
All right, so when you're giving head, have you ever stuck a finger up his ass?
What?
While giving head?
No.
I'm not asking you two guys. I'm asking her. Y'all like, no.
Well, actually, I think I did go there many years ago. And when I saw that he let me do that, it kind of like made me feel like he's got bisexual.
So now it's more along the lines, you're not doing it because you're afraid they're going to like it and you're going to look at them different versus... So, oh, this is a different level of freak for them.
So why y'all doing it? Y'all don't want him to like it?
No, it fucked me up. But you know why? Because he didn't mind. So I said, he didn't mind. A lot of guys be like, I don't play that shit. Don't even go there. Don't even look at it. I don't care about none of that shit. Don't you dare. And with him, it was like, you can do whatever you want. I'm with it. Like, so I was like, I'm sure I'm sleeping with the right person, or this guy's bisexual, or faggot. Like, I started thinking crazy. Like, I don't get this, or like often. I always get the no. Like, get out of here, you fucking. And with him, then I found out later on in the future that men, guys that knew him from his area, not even from Bushwick, because he's not from Bushwick, he was from Spanish Harlem, they was like, yeah, he funny, you know, you didn't know that, yeah, he on low. I was like, oh shit, like, for real? They say, yeah, he act tough, he look big, you know what I'm saying, he get all the women, yeah, I must say, but he on the low. I said, oh shit. Then I confronted him about it, and he's like, niggas always talking shit. They mad because I be screwing their wives or taking their women. Of course, they're going to throw me out there like that in the woods, but tell them niggas suck my dick, he said. And I'm like, nah. Like, I'm just worrying about, nigga, is it good? Is he funny? Like, for real.
Wrong answer, buddy.
Yeah. So he threw it to me. I felt like he covered it with that. Like, they just mad because I be fucking their wives or I be taking their women. Because he was a very good looking man, big, husky. Like, I ain't in the front. When I used to walk with him, women used to look at him and like really literally bump into a wall or something. And I'm like, damn. But he felt the same way towards me. It was like, we were both alike in like in a man in a version, like he tell me, damn, you know, men look at you like crazy, and I go, women look at you too. So he said, oh, I always get that effect. Like he was really like, his head was big when it came to that, like swollen, like real confident and real like bougie with it. Not me. Me, it was like, I get, you know, I'm used to it, you know. That was it. But him, oh, I always get that. So he covered it with the, they just mad because I fucked their wives or I took their women. So he wanted to leave it like that so I don't think of him like that. You get it?
Right.
So he was basically trying to say, whoever told you that, he's just on my dick. So, like, he's just, like, talking shit just to talk shit. So I left it alone, but I was like wondering, yeah, could it be true or what? But it didn't go any farther after that.
Oh no, it sounded like it while I was a person.
Yeah. I had some funny issues and good times too. I must say my time. I've experienced practically everything, just that shit, the part about the exit part. That's like, a no-no for me.
Right.
Like and you know, girls that got butts, and when they lay, when they tell you turn around, you know, on you and fours, your butt seems to get even, look even bigger. So they get turned on by that.
Really?
So sometimes they be like, ooh, I slipped. No, you didn't. You ain't slipped.
Oh,
you meant to be that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Don't play.
My man.
No. Yeah. No, I didn't mean that. Yes, you did.
Oopsies.
My bad.
And you know, they put their hand right there on your arch, that little dent right there in the curve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like then they start pounding, and then when they start pounding, it slides back on me. No, oh, I jumped. Oh, I didn't mean that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Don't tell me.
Right. What else? Hold on. What else, Rivi? Go ahead. Keep going.
Now I'm like, you know, you meant that. Don't do that, cause now I'm gonna flip back over on the other side.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of like in my time growing up and in my age now, like that's their favorite. Like, turn around. I want to see that ass. Like, and then if I turn around, it gets in. You on fours, it looks bigger. So. They got that little arch shit, and they, like, turned on by that, so they just want to pound it in.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
We
ain't
we like the arch, and we ain't talking about McDonald's.
And I'm with it because I like it, but just don't slip.
Right. It shouldn't go in easy anyway. Like, is it?
No, it don't go in easy, but you could feel that it was about to, you know.
Really?
Hit the jackpot.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
Did I wish?
So I'm not with it. And they run that same, like, oh, I'm sorry, no, it slipped. No.
Have it ever slipped with you, Anomaly?
It's never a slip as in, oh, I made a mistake and it went in. No, you aim, you shoot, you fire.
Really?
Yo.
It was plunging that ass like a stop sink.
It's not like you. Now, come on. If anal is not a thing for you, it's not going to. It's going to shock you because you're not expecting it to even hit the area, but it's not going to go in. It's just going to shock you, like, oh, okay, hold on, wait, what are we doing? But it's not going to be just slide in. It's not a pussy. The muscles not work like a pussy, so it's going to be tighter.
Right. Told you she's experienced.
You gonna let her teach you a few things, Riri?
Huh?
You gonna let her teach you a few things?
I'm already learning. What are you talking about?
Yes!
Where's all the effects, the sound effects? Not today?
Hey, Riri, there, baby. There.
I'm like, what happened to the sound effect? But, yeah, I learned a lot from us today. Yes, I did. She's a top professional.
Oh, no, not professional. Professional. She's a professional, right? The professional.
If you really miss the top, she knows what she's talking about, and she's experienced more than I have, so she knows what it is. You saw what she just said right now, the difference from a vagina and a butthole? She knows. Yeah. I know that too. You know what I'm saying? She's just more with it. I'm not. This girl's, I know girls that wait until they get their friend just to get hit in the back.
Really?
And when they conversate and tell me that, I'll be like, oh my God, you nasty. They say, ain't nothing nasty about that. I say, ooh, yes,
they needed a support system, you know? Like, why he tearing that ass up? She need to talk her through it. It's okay, girl. You doing it. You are doing a good job. With the water.
Breathe.
Just me, girl.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, y'all good, because it couldn't be me. It just can't be me.
I mean,
that's a new one for me.
Yes, I swear.
Maybe.
Like, they wait on that just to get it. I mean, they could get it, period, with it or without it, but they'd be more desperate because I guess they freaks and horny like that. So when you get your friend, you get even more horny.
Really? So, what's your friend name, Riri? They...
No, I
because I know that my she's there. I know she's there.
No, what I'm trying to say is when I was younger and I used to get my friend, I know that I used to get horny, but it wasn't to get it from the back. There was times where you just say, fuck it, man. They ain't fucking tower on the bed and just do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is not with just a regular person. This is a person that you with for like 8 years, 7 years. Yeah. That he knows your body. He knows you already. He knows your feelings. So when I would tell him, like, babe, like, I can, like, I want. And he's like, okay. So whatever I wanted, he's like, I'm going to give it to you. You my honey. You know what I'm saying? My boo thing.
Yeah.
So I would be like, whether it's sloppy or not, I just want some. And it was that. It was my hormones were high, like, when you got your friend. But it was never to hit it from the back.
Gotcha. I believe you.
We got to get you the starter manual.
Right, we gonna get you the starter kit from Anomaly. Nice. And on that note, we gonna get out of here, Riri.
Y'all leaving?
We gotta go.
No problem.
You already know who it is. It's Jay Who the Prince, aka. And I got my main guy, Ty, with a deuce.
Yo, you already know, dude. Back with another one. Riri on Fire Part 2. Let's get it.
Let's get it. And I'm Lee. What it do, baby?
You guys already know. Play safe.
Play safe. And Riri, baby. Woo!
You know what it is already. I'm ready for Part 3.
Part 3. Tell them where they can find you, Riri.
On Riri on Fire, on She on Fire, on my lives, wherever they want to find me, I'm there. Make sure that we do this again, because not for nothing, I'll be feeling y'all vibes. I love y'all, and I get a kick out of this, man. It really makes me laugh a lot. Yeah, I talked about you guys yesterday and my grandson's party. I met two guys literally that got podcasts, and their podcast is popping. So they want me on their podcast next week too. Do the Zoom part, because one of the guys know me real good, so they want to test the waters with me.
Oh.
And then they was telling me, I heard about you. I can't wait to do this. I want to see what you about. So supposedly next week on during the week, I'm supposed to, like, get up with them and stuff. And these people come from Jersey and stuff like that. So I really don't know them. I met them through the through the guy that does the podcast. So
gotcha. Riri on
so they
want to
know what it is. Yeah, but I spoke about you guys, and one of them heard the link you sent me, and he was like, it was dope.
Word.
So he went and threw it at them and was like, yo, y'all gotta fuck with Riri on Fire. She's lit. So they said, well, bring us. So yesterday when I was there, he introduced me to the three guys, and he said, well, they shook my hand, they took my IG, and they said, we ready. So I said, well, I'm ready too.
Right.
But yeah, I do bring you guys up. I told him that I have a lot of fun with you guys, and that I met Ty, and Ty's normally from, I don't know, Georgia or Atlanta, but I said, that's my dude there. He met me. He introduced me to, I say Emily all the time, and the other one.
Real.
But I said, as a matter of fact, I got one with them tomorrow. I can't wait. I'll be feeling their vibe.
No doubt, we appreciate your love. Real, know that.
That's a fact. So
you
only one
know
way
there's love me on my side, always with y'all.
Word. Would you say real?
I said it's only one wave. You heard.
The nation wave, wave nation.
Big fat.